Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Also, to our over-the-road truck drivers out there, the 18-wheeler guys and gals driving the road, trucks, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, special shout-out to you, as well as to our mail haulers hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices, and also our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel to the gas station so you can get to work today. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Simply the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Okay, to Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we were talking, and you kind of teased it a little bit, but now we're going to go at it full bore. This issue with the baby formula, American mothers, they can't find it, it's not on the shelves. And then we found out yesterday, Congresswoman Kat Kamick, our Florida congressional representative from further south, found out that this stuff had found its way via the government to warehouses down along the Mexican border in Texas by the truckloads.
Customs and Border Patrol, actually, she has a relationship with a few of them down there, mostly because of the visits that she made and whatnot. But anyway, they sent her videos and pictures of the baby formula stacked up on pallets, mm-hmm. pallets after pallets. So Kat Kamick was on Fox a couple of times yesterday sharing what was given to her, and then she also gave it to Dan Bongino so he could talk about it on his show.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday, Jen Psaki was asked by, whatever reporter it was in the White House about this very thing, and she only spoke in platitudes, but then she also accused some of these parents, some of these families, of hoarding.
Yeah.
And that hoarding was causing a problem. Well, as it turns out, the hoarding was by the U.S. government.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So if that ought to set people's hair on fire, at least it should when it comes to these reporters. Because, I mean, I can't imagine a family hoarding pallets of baby formula like the government is doing. Now, let's review this, because back in February is when the government went in and shut down the Abbott facility in, I think it's Michigan?
Yes.
Maybe it's Wisconsin, wherever it is.
I believe it was Michigan.
Because of alleged mold. Well, as it turns out, that put Abbott Labs through all of this nonsense, and it doesn't seem that whatever was there, according to the CDC, was affecting any children. Two children, however, several weeks ago, or you know, back in the early part or late part of winter, died. And that is the reason that the government stepped in. Well, we don't know the details on why these children died. It could be because they're blaming it on the formula. I'm not convinced of that. I think there's a lot of shakiness going on there. But let's say it's true. So the government steps in and closes Abbott. But when they did that, they didn't say, what do you have in the system? Because it all needs to be recalled. What are these batch numbers, the whole thing? And then they didn't bother, again, we have a Department of Commerce, we have an EPA, CDC and whatnot. Nobody said what was going to happen to replace what was not going to be put into distribution. Well, yesterday I did a little bit of work and determined how many baby food companies are out there. And there's a bunch of them. Some are here in the United States, and some are certainly in Europe. Mm-hmm. Not all are the same, mm-hmm. and not all of them do the same thing. But I will tell you that given the fact that they, there's a company called Bobby Baby. Well, it's here in the United States. They offer complete nutrition for infants and is modeled after breast milk. So, did anybody go over to Bobby Baby and say, what can you do? Did Abbott Laboratories go to any other manufacturers that, and share their formulas and whatnot and say, we need to step up here?
Probably not.
Yeah, because Abbott doesn't just do baby formula. They also do the senior citizens nutrition thing. Maybe it's like, you know, this powdered stuff that they have to give senior citizens, mm-hmm. you know, those that may be in nursing homes and whatnot. So there's a whole lot of things that could have been happened, and they did nothing.
Okay, hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch with Denise Simon. We're going to finish up the conversation about this baby formula stuff. There's a little bit more to the story. And then we're going to move on. I'll be right back.
If you want to talk with the Captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
In Mexico policy. This was put in place by the Trump administration. And under the policy, migrants who travel to the southern border.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle. We are taking it right away. And we've got some breaking news to tell you about here in just a minute about Title 42 on the border. But this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico, Geico Insurance. Of course, Geico's been saving people money for going on over 85 years, and it's the second largest personal auto insurer in the United States, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about anything that you own, and they can even cover not only the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, but they also can cover your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, or your RV. Now, you think that's pretty good? It gets better, because if you bundle your homeowners or renters insurance or condo insurance, you will save a bunch of money on your car insurance. It's just that simple. So check them out online. Either go to Geico.com or go to the Geico office nearest you and see what they can do for you. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Okay, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Good morning.
Okay, now we just, you and I have got the information here that I just saw come popping across the desk here in front of me here on my computer, the bottom news feed screen, about Title 42 has been extended beyond the May 23rd date where it would have expired down along the border. So where are we going with this right now?
All right, so on Wednesday, the judge, Summer Hayes, I think is his name, mm-hmm. out of Louisiana, extended it until a decision was made or there needed to be another hearing. All right, so it looks as though today will be the hearing. So it got extended. He ruled that it was to be extended until something else happened. So today there will be apparently another hearing. mm-hmm. on extending it. So that is where we are. Now, it appears that it likely is to be extended during some pressures here, or due to some pressures here,
mm-hmm.
That are not only happening in Washington, but I would say, well, when I say Washington, it refers to Congress and DHS, because they want the pressure off of them. Summer Hayes is a Trump appointee judge, by the way, in case anybody is necessarily wondering. But
mm-hmm.
anyway, so we will hear. He got extended for 2 days until, as the judge said, until you know, whatever action is going to happen here, and they immediately stepped it up for today. So we'll see where that is.
All right, we've got Backgammon Bob on the phone, so I'm going to get him real quick, get his question in. Okay, Backgammon Bob, what is your question?
Yes, sir, Kevin. I heard you mention earlier about Putin has been having some health problems lately, and I was wondering if Denise would know, if he were to be incapacitated or he were to pass away, who would step up, or would it be like a group or something like that? All right, that's it, Kevin.
Okay, well, it's been reported he has blood cancer.
Which would otherwise be known as leukemia.
Correct.
But I would say is out there regarding his health is probably some kind of chatter, because I don't think that any part of the Kremlin would expose any of that. Now, he was, you know, he did this parade thing the other day, so, mm-hmm. I mean, he was out there giving his speech and whatnot, so I hardly think that he's incapacitated.
No, and he looked a little bit, what's the word I want? He looked, you know, like maybe he was moving around a little bit more than he usually does. He wasn't just standing there belting things out.
Yeah, I don't think anything's wrong with him that would cause him to be weird, make weird decisions.
Well, there's something wrong with about 100,000 people who have overdosed on fentanyl, and that doesn't seem to be going anywhere productive.
Look, I was conferring. Derek Maltz is a very close friend of mine. He was on Fox a couple of times yesterday. He has been working with Congressman Chip Roy out of Texas. He is a former special agent with the DEA, performed worldwide. He retired now, but he has taken up this cause, not as a full-time job, because he has one in his retirement days from the DEA. But anyway, you know, here's, and then I had another friend out of Texas that was sending me text messages yesterday. And I'm just calling this administration now, the Biden administration, Murder Incorporated, which goes back to an old movie.
Yeah.
And I say that, one, because, you know, this whole abortion thing. They just don't mind killing babies in the womb. And that includes up until the time of birth. But, you know, 107,000 people have died of drug overdoses, mostly to fentanyl. And that should be a scandal into itself, because it's very close to the same number from the year before, year before, and year before. And fentanyl, the ingredients of fentanyl are coming from China. From China it goes to Mexico. Mexico mixes it up, and then it's trafficked across the border. Or it is being promoted on some very obscure sites on the internet where people are buying it through TikTok and, you know, other obscure, mm-hmm. nefarious channels. Now, what is particularly interesting about all of this is I don't think that the Biden administration, and Trump tried, you know, there's a lot of unfinished business when it comes to China and really Mexico for that matter. But the Biden administration is doing nothing. Because essentially the partnership between the nefarious forces of China and Mexico are mm-hmm. killing us.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, we've got people here in the United States that are absolutely in full-blown despair. And I think that we have not examined enough of the mental issues that were born out of the early parts of the COVID lockdown
mm-hmm.
and the isolations and the business failures and what happened to kids in school and the social pressures or the lack of interaction. So I think there's a I talked to a psychologist about a year ago, quite a psychologist whose business here in my area, north part of Pinellas, business, especially with the students, because they don't know whether they're being injected with this gender nonsense,
mm-hmm.
and they get their own respect. Anyway, her business went from 6 psychologists to 16 just to handle the volume.
Wow.
Yes. We don't have a clue on what is happening mentally to people across the United States. So what do? They turn to drugs. And a lot of these fentanyl deaths are attributed to the fact that these people are taking what they think might be ecstasy or, you know, something else. And it turns out it's laced with fentanyl. So this administration refuses to address it when its own DEA, by the way, is trying to do some very good work, and they have been sounding the clarion call.
Mm-hmm.
But this White House is ignoring one of its own agencies. So we're in a bad place. We're just in a very, very bad place. And this administration is doing nothing. It's doing nothing to put pressure on Mexico. You know, you've got this former Secretary of Defense, Esper, who was wrote this book, and
yeah,
Trump tried to address it.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. Okay, to be continued tonight on the weekend show. Have a great day. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and yep, we'll pick up where we left off tonight. So I'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch, military and veterans news segment coming up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
Two top Republican lawmakers who are also mothers are demanding the Biden administration's FDA immediately address the nationwide shortage of baby formula. Representative Ashley Hinson of Iowa and House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik of New York sent a letter demanding answers. Representative Stefanik.
House Republicans are here to push for action from the FDA and the Biden administration, who should have had a plan for this shortage months ago.
The nationwide supply of infant formula has has decreased 40% since April, while Abbott Laboratories announced a Similac recall, which exacerbated those shortages. In related news, there's no escaping the pain at the pump. AAA updated the national average on Thursday, showing prices up a penny to $4.41 a gallon. That's 17 cents more than last week. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed it is. Time for our military and veterans news here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Of course, their website is NAA.edu. NAA.edu. Give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour of one of their campuses. In the meantime, here's all about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. They have one here in Florida, Clearwater, Florida. I'm here on this side of the bay in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. And the other one is up in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. So, those are the two campuses. What I suggest you do is call them at 800-659-2080 and ask to take a tour of one of their campuses. You won't be sorry. Find out what they're all about. talk to a student or two, talk to an instructor or two, talk to the money people that will tell you how you can get a student loan if you need one. Or if you're a veteran and you have your GI benefits, they will explain to you how that works, and they'll help you in that process too if you need help. Okay. The senators, United States senators, a group of them, have introduced a brand new piece of legislation to create what would be the Space Force National Guard. Now, this was done this week. They introduced a bill that would create the Space Force National Guard under the newly established U.S. Space Force. It would be in Alabama, and it would be north of Birmingham, up there at the Rocket and Missile Center that's right there. And we have an affiliate in that area, so hopefully you'll be able to hear us up there. Now, the Pentagon's Joint Counter-Small Unmanned Aircraft Systems Office has wrapped up a demonstration of the high-power microwave technology capable of taking out multiple drone threats at once. Boy, is this going to be interesting to see how this works. By the way, a general has pleaded with the Army. They've had a record number of fatal on-ground duty tactical vehicle accidents since 2018. And a lot of them have a very common thread between them, and that is the soldiers are not wearing seatbelts. And generals are now pleading with them, saying, wear your damn seatbelts. Okay. Obvious. Now, the rifle that will replace both the MK-13 Model 7 and M40A6 sniper rifles is being looked at by both the Marine Corps and even the Army is getting into the mix here. And we'll see how all of that plays out. And one last story, reaction right now to Russia suspending most of its offensive operations in the Ukraine is quite surprising. But in the meantime, the Ukraine forces have launched a counteroffensive against the Russian army, which was abandoning territory in Ukraine that it had seized shortly after Putin's war began on February the 24th. Now, the withdrawal has opened a way for Ukrainian forces to recover previously occupied territory from north of Kharkiv to the border with Russia. There was a bridge taken out 2 days ago, and the Russians got ambushed by the bridge, and it appears that 36 of their tanks were knocked out of commission, knocked right out of service, and there was a tremendous loss of life in the process. So we'll see how all that works out. All right. As always is the case, we have a caller. Let's go to the phone. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Don, and I'm in Sun City Center.
What's up there, Don?
We've talked before, but you gave a report sometime back a little while ago about a Biden administration handing over the sovereignty to the World Health Organization.
Yeah, I read that this morning.
If that happens, that's not coming back.
Yeah.
He's handing us over to China through a third party.
Yep.
That's just about it.
You are right.
And I would love to see or hear what Ron DeSantis has to say about that, because I don't think we're going to have an emergency this fall, and it's going to be a postponement of the election through the World Health Organization. It's not going to be a postponement. It's going to be a cancellation.
Let me read this, Don. Let me read this, and then you can comment after I read this. It says, it may sound like a plot in a scary end times theme movie, but it's true. In the name of public health, the Biden administration plans to literally hand over America's national sovereignty to the World Health Organization when the next health emergency hits. The backdrop of that little publicized plan is the World Health Assembly planned to meet May 22nd through May 28th in Geneva, Switzerland. In that meeting, now 2 weeks away, there'll be a total of 194 countries represented meet to discuss the secret plan that was introduced by the Biden administration earlier this year to update the international health regulations at the WHO. That's what's going on.
But, Captain, we know that Biden is on Chinese payroll.
Sure.
And China is the one running this world reset.
Yep.
For it's a communist takeover. And that's what this COVID stuff is all about. Get everybody under a health law or something like that, and then they clamp down, and that's the end of us.
Elections and have consequences, my friend. Elections have consequences, right, whether they're one accurate
or not. Yeah, but we didn't elect these people. We didn't elect them. They stole the election.
Well, we're stuck. So, we're stuck with them until we vote them out.
If we get to that point.
Well, we'll get there. We'll get there. We'll get there. I have all the confidence in the world that we will get there, and we've all got to work together on this.
Well, you got to keep Republicans' feet to the fire because they waffle all over the place.
That's what I'm trying to do. Even Lindsey Graham yesterday waffled again.
Well, I thank you, Captain, for everything that you're doing.
All right. Well, thank you. You take care. Take care.
Especially love to hear you and Kyle in the morning. I especially love that. Thanks.
All right. Thank you very much. Yeah. Well, Kyle's a professor of politics, and he really is. I mean, he's a conservative that's working with a bunch of liberals where he teaches, and it's just amazing to me that they let him do what he does, but he hasn't really told anybody that he's on the radio with me. But then again, they have to know. They have to know. And he's told me before, he says, hey, if they want to take it out on me, if they want to do something like that, I'll sue them and I'll own the college. And that's true. He will. He will, because that's what's happened before when they've gone after some of these college professors and tried to remove them. They wind up suing the college, and they wind up walking away with a big payday. So have at it if you want to. And I'm not going to mention the college. We aren't going to do that. We got enough going on here without getting into that. By the way, coming up in just a couple of minutes here, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And, of course, Chris and I go back about 20 years, and it's a lot of fun when he gets on the program because we get going on different financial things, and sometimes we'll get started on some of the political stuff that's out there, too, because he is up there in New York. And, boy, can we light the radio up. Boy, can we light the radio up. Chris is really a good guy, and I'm so happy that he and I are friends, and we've been at this for just a long time together, well over 20 years. Started out the same station and chased each other around for a while, and we're still chasing each other because he's on a lot of the stations on the weekend that I'm on during the week and vice versa. So there you go, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. By the way, the former ICE acting director came out and said an open border makes all of our post-9/11 screening procedures irrelevant. Boy, isn't that the truth. Isn't that the truth. All right. I hear the music in my ear. Keep on trucking, everybody. And I'll be right back with more right after these messages. Okay, Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okie doke, I will. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, in particular, Moss Acura. Moss Acura here in Tampa, right off Florida Avenue, North Florida Avenue, just off the interstate, north side of Tampa. And I will tell you this, we've had people coming down here from all over the place listening to us on the program, and that's what it's all about. People come in, people take a look, people see what Moss is all about, the Nissan and the Acura dealer. Of course, Acura is top of the line, but your Moss Acura always comes with Moss Care, same as the Nissans, with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. And the one thing they do that a lot of other people don't, which is why they come here, is they honor those who have served with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, and first responders, and church pastors, too, located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Moss Nissan store. Find them online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, too. You'll be treated just like the kings and queens that you are, because they're striving to be the best at what they do. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
Just for the heck of it, what's the weather like?
It wasn't bad yesterday. I'm better than it has been. I can't complain too much.
Okay, because I saw it looked like it warmed up a little.
A little bit. Not where I want it to be, but it's on its way.
Well, come on down here.
it's warm. All right. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the producer price index. We've talked about this the last couple of months in a row. And one thing about this is it's not going down. It's up again. This is the fifth consecutive month of double-digit annual price gains picked up by this gauge. And they had forecast, the brains of the economist had forecast this was going to drop off. Well, not happening.
No, it's not dropping off as of yet. I mean, there's certain things that have dropped off, Captain. Used cars have come down. There's no doubt about that. You know, funny, the CPI came out earlier this week, and they were talking about energy coming down. This is for April, but now energy's back up. So that number's all for naught. So, no, I don't see much help on the horizon yet. Do I think it's probably close to peaking? Yeah, probably. But for certain items, you know, it's not just the money supply. It's also the supply chain, too, and also government regulations, which is making things more expensive.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that about energy, because they had it figured where they thought energy was going to be, and it's not there. It's much higher. And the private sector was facing, according to them, a 15.6% annual inflation rate, which, to my way of thinking, has got to be at least 20% now.
You could be right. I don't know. I mean, I know certain items, yes. There's no doubt about that.
Just gasoline.
I mean, just gas. I hear you, but like, if you're a restaurant and your cost per meter up 30%,
sure,
it's difficult to pass that cost on to the consumer. You may raise it 15%, but you're going to have to eat that other 15% because people are going to only pay so much. So you got a lot of businesses that are not going to be making as much money. That's for sure.
Well, you can't even figure out what your transportation is going to cost to get it from point A to B, because the prices for trucking and the freight trains and the air freight and warehousing your product, you know, a lot of people put stuff in like a refrigerated warehouse to keep the meat and this, that, and the other. They can't even know what their cost is going to be anymore because it keeps going up.
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about that. You know, and then you factor in just the simple electric costs just for your physical plant, your space there. It's tough right now. And let me tell you something, small businesses are most certainly feeling it.
Now, I think we can all agree, and I've just about had it with Biden, Putin's price hike. I'd like to take that microphone he stands in front of him and just wrap it around him, because Putin didn't cause the gas hike. The gas hike happened, price hike happened before Putin was even doing anything in Ukraine. It was Joe Biden when he shut down the oil industry.
Yeah, I think the only people that believe what he's saying at this point in time are the real, you know, true believers, and also obviously his buddies in the sycophantic mainstream media that go along with it. But anybody with half a brain is kind of, you can't be buying into this at this point in time. It's patently absurd.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Now, have you seen the U.S. flags at half staff?
I haven't noticed that yet. I'm sorry. I mean, I haven't been looking in particular. I was at a game last night. I didn't see it at the school. So maybe, I don't know, maybe I missed it.
Well, the president ordered the flags to be flown at half staff at all of the federal buildings to remember the at least 1 million Americans who have now died from COVID-19 for the next 5 days as of yesterday.
Oh, okay. I mean, I didn't realize that. I haven't seen it yet. It's terrible. I mean, what has taken place is obviously we dealt with the issue we're still dealing with. I don't, you know, it's about 250 to 300 people a day, are still dealing with this, but we got a lot of other issues as well. As bad as this is, we really got to deal with our, opiate problem, the record. I don't know if you saw this, Captain.
I did.
What was it? Almost 109,000 people died last year due to opiate overdoses. I mean, that's bad. I mean, it's consistently over 100,000 people a year. And to put that in perspective, during the height of the cocaine issue that we had in this country, it was around 11 or 12,000. So that's how bad it is right there. That's something we really need to deal with. And again, you can factor in issues at the border. You can factor in where the fentanyl's coming from. It's bad right now.
Now, Title 42 is still blocked temporarily until May the 23rd. And today, the sides, both sides are meeting in a courtroom with a judge who is going to see if he can extend the order blocking Title 42 way into the end of the summer, maybe even to the end of the year. Don't know where that's going to go, but they definitely are going to have that meeting today.
Yeah, the border situation is a mess, and now it's the administration even looks even more ridiculous because of the whole baby formula situation. And there are being reports that pallets of baby formula are being delivered to all of the people that are there at the border, and we can't a lot of mothers can't get it around the country. It's great to be giving to other people, but we got a situation on our hands right now. It doesn't look good. That's all.
It's worse than that, Chris. We had a conversation about, 45 minutes ago. Well, actually about an hour ago. And in that conversation, the Border Patrol agents were reporting that there was at least one warehouse where the pallets were all the way to the ceiling inside a warehouse. Several truckloads had come in there and offloaded the product. That's where they're at, down on the Mexican border around McAllen.
Wow. At this point in time, you better, that stuff, black market is probably worth a fortune. You probably don't want to let it into the location because somebody's going to raid that place.
Yeah, and the government, of course, is buying this as much as they can get their hands on, whereas it should be made. And by the way, it's not just one company that makes this. You know that, right?
No, but, the supply chain is not diverse enough to deal with the shutting down of one plant.
Well, we could get it from another source if they wanted to do it, if they wanted to work together. But so far, nobody's doing that.
Well, again, it's just the stupidity of, putting the pressure on a company and having them shut the plant down rather than working, your way through something like this. I mean, where this stuff comes from. And you understand that if you have to shut one of these plants down, what could happen? Again, this is just the government being stupid. Logistical nightmare. Kind of like in a great 1980s movie, Ghostbusters, where the guy from the EPA shuts down a laser containment grid and lets all the ghosts out and has them destroy New York. I mean, this is the same type of government action that screws things up.
Yeah, you're right. By the way, what are you going to be talking about this weekend, like as if we don't know already?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be, delving into what investors should be doing and how to handle what's taking place and, as difficult it is right now, how people can withstand this and do well.
Okay, well, good for you. I hear the music. We'll let you go. I'll talk to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend.
You got it. Have a good one.
All righty. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, the website. Go over there, check it out, find out what he's all about, and I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Frank Silvato coming up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.